as we come to the end of the summer. So good to see musicians finally getting out and getting back around the country. And we're going to be joined this weekend at Dazzle at Bowers with a pianist, a young pianist who played here at Dazzle some years back as a side man to Christian McBride. I'm referring to pianist Christian Sands. He'll be visiting Denver, Colorado at the Telluride Jazz Festival, and during that time he'll be stopping over at Dazzle at Bowers, and he took the time to stop by this afternoon by telephone to have a chat with us. Good afternoon to you, Christian Sands. I'm glad that you're here with us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's great to be back. It's been a while, but I'm looking forward to presenting my music and just communing with the people in Denver.
I was sort of captivated by the title of your latest album, Be Water, just to read that it's inspired by the philosophy of Bruce Lee. And I found that very interesting. As a kid, I was very much into the kung fu movies that came over from Hong Kong. Bruce Lee was one of the luxuries. I got to see some more lower budget ones, but the whole philosophy of Be Water, how can you transfer that whole philosophy from martial arts to the performance of music?
Well, I mean, it's all art, right? You know, so everything that is presented is in an artistic fashion. It's all self-expression. And I grew up doing martial arts as well as the piano. So for me, they were one and the same. You know, they both required discipline. They both required a high level of execution, especially when it's done well. But they also required improvisation and creativity, you know, and you had to be prepared with whatever was thrown at you, you know, especially in the martial arts setting, sparring. You know, if you're going against an opponent, you don't know what they're going to do unless you've studied their tapes and you know exactly what they're going to do. Otherwise, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen. So you have to have this level of spontaneity with you and this level of creativity and just this readiness. And so growing up, of course, watching the great Bruce Lee, and, you know, I'm such a fan. I mean, I'm such a fan of all his films, from, you know, Game of Death, Fist of Fury, Return of the Dragon, I mean, Enter the Dragon. There's so many that I've just watched, and I've tried to, you know, of course, like many of us, have tried to do the moves unsuccessfully. But, you know, it was something that I always, you know, he was someone I always resonated with just because of how cool he was and also just how creative and spontaneous and electric he was. And so I was always gravitated towards him. And so preparing for this record, it actually wasn't even on purpose. I mean, I was just on the road and I had, you know, preloaded my computer and my iPad with movies, and several of those movies were Bruce Lee films. And as the year was going on, as I was traveling, I was just watching these films, and just, you know, the idea of water and Be Water just kind of unfolded itself over time.
And it's interesting that water could be so docile, but at the same time have such a constructive or destructive corrosive property on it, you know?
Absolutely.
Now this is your third album. There was the album Reach, and then it was followed by
Facing Dragons.
Yes, Facing Dragons. Now there again, that martial theme kind of transfers itself into the music there. When you speak of dragons, it's that's an interesting tie there. You know, when you were working with Christian McBride for the amount of years that you were working with him, I'm sure there's things that you learned as a leader that you use as a leader these days. What are some of those things?
I mean, I think the most important thing I've learned from not only Christian, but just artists like him and people that he's learned it from, is just to have that level of self within the music. You know, be yourself through the music, through everything you do. You know, when we take someone like Christian McBride, as we hear his big sound, his big presence on stage, he's the exact same off stage. You know, and he's a warm and inviting person, which is why he sounds the way he sounds. And the way he puts his shows together, or the way he arranges his music, everything is reflecting on him and how he feels. And, of course, all the great artists do that. And so I've learned that not only him, but people like Dr. Billy Taylor, people like Wynton Marsalis, you know, a lot of people that I've got to work with. Even outside of the jazz genre, you know, people like A Tribe Called Quest, I've got a chance to work with them a lot. The Roots, Yasiin Bey or Mos Def. I mean, there's a lot of people that you see that the music reflects who they are. And we love the music because we love that person, that artist. So I've learned a lot of that, especially crafting it as I've gotten older and I've gotten more experience. And so, you know, now it's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, as I think about musicians in the past, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, yeah. Miles in particular, he had a love for the American songbook. Now with this with the influx of great music, great authors, great composers that have presented their music over the past 60 years, do you envision a new American songbook or an amended American songbook? And if so,
absolutely.
What are some of the artists that come to mind for you, Christian?
Well, the first artist that comes to mind to me is Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, he is someone who has written music that have affected so many people in their lives and culture. And, you know, Michael Jackson is another one. Prince is another person. I mean, these people have affected you know, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, you know, divorces, breakups. I mean, there's so many things that these people have supplied the soundtrack to our lives. And I think that is the ingredients to, you know, to have the American Songbook, to be these authors and these writers and these creators of the American Songbook. So there's a lot of artists. I mean, there's plenty of younger artists that are coming out too. I mean, I'm a big fan of Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, you know, and what they're doing and how they're saying it. Common, for example, I mean, he's not the younger artist, but he is young, you know, still. And he's someone who is so embedded in multiple genres, and the things that he talks about and how the music impacts people is such a wonderful thing. So there's definitely a lot of artists on that list. Bob Marley, that's another person. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah. Coming up this weekend, you are bringing two excellent musicians with you. Let's talk about these two, your bass player and your drummer, who you've brought with you this weekend.
Yeah, so on bass we have my dear friend and longtime partner in crime, or partner in swing, as we say, Yasushi Nakamura. I'm sure many people have seen him with different bands and or have just heard him because he's so good. And, you know, the people that are coming to the show, they're going to hear him firsthand. I mean, Sushi is just so incredible. And then, of course, we're having on the drums Clarence Penn, who is such a veteran in this music. I mean, many people might know him from playing with Betty Carter. You know, I mean, he's played with so many different people, from Betty Carter to Gonzalo Rubalcaba. I mean, the years, his credentials are, you know, really unmatched as a musician, as an artist. And so we've been playing together Yasushi and I have been playing together for more than 10 years. Clarence and I have been playing together for maybe the past four. And we've just, you know, formed this brotherhood, and we play as such. So you guys are in for a treat.
As we close the conversation, I was just wondering, this is your third album. Is this an evolution in terms of you presenting recorded material? I mean, like, what are some of the things that you bring with you through each recording that's the end result in this album, Be Water?
Well, I mean, every time you record, every time you go in the studio, you experience the studio and you get more comfortable in the studio. I mean, the funny thing is, no one really tells you how to be a recording artist until you're really in it. So it's very different than performing on stage, you know. So every time I record something, you know, for me personally, it gets better. For me creatively, it gets better, you know, especially on this recording, Be Water, because we chose a different studio. I had a different piano, I had a different setup. We had more time. And it was a project where I decided not to write so heavily, but just write ideas and notes and give them to the band members and the featured artists and say, hey, you know, this is kind of what I'm going for. Let's just have some fun and let's see what happens.